Sarah Kleinfelter?
Here.
Sean Pingleton?
Here.
Frank Preston?
Here.
Susan Martin? Carl Pride? Madam Chairman, we do have a quorum.
We do indeed. Okay. And I see that the next item on the agenda is election of officers. I'm wondering if we shouldn't postpone that until maybe next meeting.
That would be fine. I think it would be a good idea.
Okay. Then if you will explain the procedures for tonight's meeting, the public hearings session.
This is the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing procedures. Public hearings are required and governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held on each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the commission, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you would like to comment at the public hearing, you must sign the sheet which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in the audience. At the conclusion of the public comments, the public hearing on each request will be closed. The regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held 1 week after the public hearing. This particular case, it's going to be on Tuesday because Monday is a holiday. The projects will be reviewed and voted on by the Commission at that meeting. The regular meeting is an open meeting. However, no additional public comment should be taken unless expressly requested by the Commission. And you may leave after your case is heard.
Okay. And do you want to introduce the exhibits or?
Okay. I want to make one more. Since we've got a couple guys that walked in, if you want to speak to one of the items on the agenda tonight, you need to sign up here. If you don't, that's fine.
So you don't particularly want to sign up?
I think they were here last time for entertainment value.
Could be. And since the entertainment value is so high, let's move on then to the first hearing tonight, and it is the Sunflower Estates, and do I have the representative for that project? And Betty, you are the only person who signed up to speak. Sunflower Estates again, and we'll go through some procedures, and then we'll call you forward if we may.
This is the Division 3 staff report for the Sunflower Estates Mobile Home Park, dated January 10, 2011, case number 10-29. This is the public hearing for Sunflower Estates Mobile Home Park in the Swan Township, Section 13, Township 23, Range 19. The applicant, Stan Hageman, is requesting approval to increase density of the existing mobile home park by decreasing the acreage. History is, it was approved for concept on December 20, 2010. General description, the subject property contains approximately 34 acres. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential and agricultural. Review, the site consists of an existing mobile home park, which was approved by the Planning Commission on March 21st, 1994. The original approval was for 54.33 acres of agricultural property that was turned into a mobile home park. In July of 2001, a separate approval was given for an 8-12 lot RV park. A community well and packaged wastewater plant are existing on the property. The project received a positive 41 out of a possible 85 points. The negative score that resulted in this was dealing with pedestrian circulation. Summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Number one, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, utility easements and building line setbacks. Improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Number two, compliance with the original decision of record March 21st, 1994. Number three, the decision is subject to all existing easements. Number four, Division 1 permits required for all applicable structures in the development. And number five, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay.
Let's run to the film. You don't have to swear. As you know, this is out near his emails and everything like that. But this is the Hageman Property Sunflower Estates. And as we mentioned before, this came through, Dan, go to the next slide on that. This came through many years ago. And when it came through originally, there were no treatment plants. There was no community well. There was nothing like that. But at that particular time, Mr. Hageman committed the whole 54 acres to the mobile home park. And since that time has had some changes that he wanted to make. Then you can go to the next slide here. Basically what's happened here in the last few months was that Mr. Hageman came through to, he had a plat to split this property back when Stoney was here and everything, and he wanted to make a few changes to that. So we had gone through a process. We ended up filing this particular plat with a hammerhead, which caused some problems. So go ahead and flip to the next one, Dan. So that problem has been taken care of. This part of the cul-de-sac was recently vacated, and this is the existing hammerhead in there now. This lot number eight has been, or number six has been sold off to Mrs. Wilcox. She's been involved with everything that's been going on. Go ahead and go back, Dan, if you can, one slide. What has happened now is this lower portion of the property has been split off, and there is a buyer for this upper 30, almost 31 acres, 32 acres up here at the top. When this was approved, 80 some odd mobile home lots were going to be up on the top part here of lot one, and this area down here contained 11 to 12 lots. And when Mr. Hagman asked us to split that property off, we told him that we could definitely split that, but if he wanted to include the 100 lots up there, that he was going to have to come back before you as a board. So that's what we're in the process of doing now. This has been split, which is no problem to do because of the way everything sits, but now he's requesting to have 100-lot mobile home park on this upper instead of just the 80 that could go in there. In my calculations, as far as what's required for a mobile home park and everything like that for 100 lots, he needs between 13 to 15 acres. He is committing the 32 that. The some of the roads that are going to be used, of course, are not platted county roads or anything. They're private, mostly like a parking lot like we would do other issues here. But the full infrastructure is in as far as the DNR-approved sewer system and the DNR-approved well, and it's been operating for years and everything. So that's kind of where we are.
In plain English, Eddie, help me through this.
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Because we're not asking for a lot split. That's already been taken
care of.
That
is correct.
Okay. Are we asking for a new development in that top acreage?
This top lot is going to be sold off.
Okay.
Okay.
And whoever does whatever with that has to come before us again.
Mr. Hageman is doing that now because the person he wants to sell it to wants to have the mobile home park that already can exist there. We could allow Mr. Hageman to do his 80 some odd lots up in there. I just can't increase the density up there.
The basic request is to increase the density from 80 to 92.
About 82 to about to 100. So okay. We're talking about 10 or 12 more
That's
lots.
That's really the difference.
Up there, he could go ahead. Then
only on that piece of land.
The mobile home park will be completely contained on that 30 acres.
So none of that south lot 4 or whatever it is will have anything?
No.
No sewer, nothing will come from it.
It is all this, the sewer treatment plant does handle all this, and there is ample
already
capacity
in
for all of that. Video, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Let me show you what's out there right now so you can see. Like I'm saying right now, they can, it's just kind of a technicality more than anything else. He could put, there's more than ample room to put 100 spots out there, but because of the way he had it split it before, I don't have the authority. This is at the front gate coming into the property, but I don't have the authority to let him move those 10 or 12 lots from the lower side up to the upper side because of the way it was presented. Okay. This is, of course, the county road
That's
up front.
That's what he wants.
That's
Benita. For that one lot.
And this is the road going right there going into the Sunflower Estate. We're going to drive you up in here. And as you know, in this situation, the streets inside there, they will have names and everything like that, but they will not be platted streets as a rule. Of course, the county does have rules and regulations as far as setbacks.
That lot is on the left here, right, that we're driving
in? Yeah, this area on the left is here. That's the upper part of this that we're wanting to split off. And you can see there's probably about 3 or 4 mobile homes out there right now. Everything that's on your right here, Mr. Hagman's house and several things like that is all, this road is actually where the split has occurred. That already exists. So we have a 30-acre lot up here on the top already. That has been done.
Is the road easement sufficient?
Yes, sir.
At this point.
Everything that he platted in there, even back then, was platted at, you know, what would be today's standards. So this is a 50-foot platted road easement all the way here and going around the corner to Ron's Road where the hammerhead is. And we're going to turn, hopefully we're going to turn to the left here. I'm just going to give you a view out through. It's basically just a big open field. And you know, there's places. Well, that's not the left. That's where Mr. Hagman lives there. But you can see there's the stub ups for the electrical and everything there already. That'd be a good thing. And then, of course, this is the south side that's not going to be involved with this. So.
Okay, Mrs. Hagman. Any additional information that you want to present to us?
Not really, I guess. If you have any questions,
I just have one question that's, I think I'll be asked, but I just, on lot 4, I believe it says lot 4 down there. Okay. Yes, that, if we were to add the 12 or 18 lots to the lot 1, you understand that lot 4 couldn't have any?
Yes.
That you, part of what you're asking for is that you won't be able to put any mobile homes on that?
No.
Right?
Yeah, he understands.
Okay.
That, yes.
Because that is part of the way the request will read.
That'll go away.
This is all residential now.
Yeah.
Single family residential.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. That's the only question I had or comment.
Okay, Mr. Cummings, Mr. Potter?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let's move on then, and we'll see you next Tuesday night after Martin Luther King's birthday holiday.
Okay, thank you.
Frank, have any questions?
Okay. Question?
I was wondering if Frank had any questions.
No questions.
Okay,
Frank, sorry about you. Okay, let's move on to Bee Creek Storage.
This is the staff report for the Bee Creek Storage, dated January 10th, 2011, case number 10-30. This is the public hearing for Bee Creek Storage in the Branson Township, Section 1, Township 23, Range 21. The applicant, TriSons Properties, LLC, is requesting approval to construct storage units on a replatted subdivision lot. History is that it was approved for concept December 20th, 2010. General subject, the subject property will contain 2.53 acres. The adjoining properties of the request consist of commercial, multifamily, residential, and agricultural. Review, the site is part of the Sneyden subdivision and is currently undeveloped with an architectural office adjacent within the same subdivision. If you'll remember correctly, too, this is out there where the Bee Creek apartments have gone in. The project received a score of minus 16 out of a possible 59. Policies receiving a negative score were emergency water supply, waste disposal service, building bulk and scale, industrial buffering screening, developmental buffering, traffic and lot coverage. Summary, if the Tatey County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Number one, compliance with the provisions of the Tatey County.
Is there anything unique in that?
There is nothing unique in this. So same as we've mentioned before. And, of course, in this case, Division 2 permits for the structures that might be built.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to the pictures then. Of course, this is, as we showed you last time, out on Bee Creek Road. This was the whole... That's where the Bee Creek apartments are out there. But this is up front. Dan, let's go a little closer into that. Everything. This is the lot in question. If you remember correctly, up there where these two little houses are is where the road runs through now, going back to the Bee Creek apartments. You have an overlay on that, Dan? This is basically the overlay for the storage area on this. Let's go to the next slide. Here's how this would look. For the whole thing, and the question was before about the little where it looks like the aisleways are closed in. We're gonna go to the next slide and show you that was just had to do with the measurements there. But you'd ask the question. Go ahead and go back, Dan, to that slide. You asked the question about the width of the roads, and we're told that they vary depending on the size of the units and what would go in there. But as you can see, each aisle is at least 20 feet wide there. Everything. One entrance on the property down here at the on the Bee Creek Road. The rest of it basically fenced either through the use of the buildings or through fencing for security reasons and things like that. Got a video?
Got a video. Not too sure about the photographer, but we got a video.
Well, we're going to see what we're going to show you. course, this is the road going into the Bee Creek Apartments now, Stinger Road there, as we come around.
Who named all those roads?
I don't know, but it fits because we have, you know, all kind of insects in there that are related to bees and everything. Of course, the Bee Creek Road, the Boys Club, as we come around. And of course, as you know, this is kind of a mixed development there with a lot of, you know, commercial and single-family residential, things like that in here. Several businesses up and down the street. And that, of course, is the property over there that belonged to the architect, Brent Butler, mm-hmm. and everything. And this area right here is the area where you'll be looking, and that's the old Sneddon house there that originally they were going to use for clubhouse. It looks like it's in the process of being demolished, so I don't think that's probably going to happen anymore. But this is the area where the storage areas would go. Now, what you need to know is that the storage area will be 100% impervious cover, as it will have the buildings and all the parking lot. Therefore, an engineered stormwater retention will have to be made, and I don't know that they're quite to that point yet, but we are aware that that will have to be designed based on you know, their calculations, everything to a certain size and to release at a certain time and a certain rate and everything. It is on the plans for that to happen, but at this particular time, I don't know that the particulars as far as size and everything are available to us.
So they're not going to, are they planned to put that on this piece of property, or is this piece of property big enough for that?
No, it also goes on this piece of property. Dan, go back to where you were just a minute ago. See the, where it says detention area?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be in there. And normally what they do with those, it'll have to handle a certain amount of water.
Right.
There's usually an overflow in there that has openings that will, at certain levels, let a certain amount of water out and back into the stormwater system. But it's designed to, calculated to retain the certain amount of water at a certain amount of flow or fall, you know, whatever might what happened is, and what is calculated to be a 1% flood or the 100-year flood. It's
right.
supposed to maintain a certain amount of water and then bleed off the rest in the event that it continues longer.
Do they still own the property behind that?
I believe all this property currently is still owned by Mr.
Redford,
if I'm not mistaken.
Because it's all showing.
Yeah, all of this property here. I think, actually, and I'll let Eddie speak to this, because of the road that's come in on the north side here, they're actually wanting to create a lot up there and replat that. But let me let him explain that to you as we go along. And what Mr. Creedon would be buying would be just the area that you see here. I don't know that he's buying everything you should see in turquoise, but just where the Dan, just go to the next slide there, Dan. Just this area that's outlined here around there is what he would be buying. And about, I believe at the same time, Mr. Wolf is making a request to create a separate lot up here. It may already be created, and to rename this because of the way the property is beginning to split up.
Okay, but that's not part of the request, the formal request for us.
That was not on our original application. He did mention it to you last week, so I don't know if he's wanting to pursue that now or what the case is, but let's go and get a clarification of that.
Well, it so happens that the only person who signed up was Mr. Eddie Wolf, representing the developer.
For Sean's question, last time I was here, I talked to Mr. Creedon about scooting that gate back. He said there was no problem with that.
Okay.
So that will be done. We'll probably put it a little bit farther north by the angle it comes into those units.
Do you know how far is that? I mean, how much room is that going to give?
It'll probably have, we were talking about 20 feet, I think. And so there's 25-foot setback. You'd have an additional 20, and it's probably another 12 out to the pavement.
So it's going to give them probably a good 60 feet?
Yeah.
That should be enough for
yeah,
most.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, it should be that mount because it's about 12 foot from the edge of pavement across the ditch up to the property line out there.
Yeah, the main thing I was concerned about was the biggest U-Haul truck you might have or something.
Make sure 40 foot or something
like that? And a trailer behind it.
And I don't know whether they'll be able to get a trailer off, but
I mean, it'd be, you know, with 60 foot, they would have a good shot at it.
Be close.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. That's better than it was. I mean, I think that's...
That needs to be in there.
Yeah.
Right.
My main concern there was being able to get it.
Yeah, that's no problem. He said that wasn't no problem at all. It's just a matter of putting an extra 20 foot of fence in on each side. And
okay.
you know, because he wants to self-contain it and everything like that. In the request, we asked for the replat of that lot one, that area above the road easement there, and the area down there that's not going to be developed down there, and the storage unit is all lot one. So in that request, actually with the road up there, with the sewer available, water and everything, we thought we'd just go ahead and make a 1A, a 1B, and a 1C, which would be the three lots up there. That way we don't have to come back and bother you again, you know, to be able to split the other lot while we're here. So that is part of the request, to do those three lots, as I explained last month when I was here.
So he's asking to split according to this plat here.
Yeah.
So let me give you this one.
Okay. So it will be important to reword the proposal.
That because before the property can be transferred out there, if you approve this, the plat will have to be recorded and everything to be able to transfer title because it's already platted.
Okay.
And with that road going to the apartments, you know, it just makes sense to go ahead and do that other one as a lot because it's sitting there by itself.
Will that grade stay like it is now?
On the road going into the apartments, it will.
I'm talking about where the storage units are. I mean, right now,
all he's going to do on it is pretty well leave the grade about the same at the road, and then he's just going to kind of bench it. You know, there's not a lot of drop there, but there is drop more toward the, I guess it'd be the northwest corner of it.
Towards the
road. You have to step him, you know, as he comes down.
But where that road's going to come in off of Bee Creek,
uh-huh.
Is it going to be like this, or he's going to?
He'll probably.
I mean, right now, you go out there, and I assume that was just fill whenever they were doing all that.
Right. I would think he would cut it down. I didn't discuss that with him, but for visibility, I'd say he'll probably want to cut it down to the height of the road.
Well, I would think so.
And the only thing that might deter him from that is there is a water line that runs through there, District 3's, and that'll have to be located to see if we can take a foot, 2 foot, or how that thing buried. Or they
buried under that fill?
Huh?
It's buried under all that fill? That's all fill that's in there.
Yeah, well, it runs right along the right away of the road right there.
It was there before that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll be under that fill.
Okay. Well, I think that would be.
So, okay. I mean, he will have to recreate the site in there and post a bond, you know, on the disturbance and everything like that.
I've got one more question. On the back side, on the west side of that,
uh-huh.
Where that pond is, at least the best I could tell by looking at that, half of that pond's going to be on that. I mean, you guys are going to have to fill that hole. I mean, you're going to.
They're going to fill it, you know.
Because half of it's still going to be on lot 1B or whatever you're going to call
right.
it, right?
Yeah, and so they're going to fill out there to it. There'll probably be some of the pond left. He'll probably drain it. Is probably what he'll do.
It's just a stock pond, isn't it?
It's just Gary Snaden's old pond there that he had for his horses when he had those pasifinos up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the old pond's probably full of leaves and everything else. But it'll have to be drained, I'm sure, if he fills in it because you can't stabilize the fill.
But the seller of Lot 1C is the owner of Lot 1B, is basically, right?
I mean, correct.
Or will be. Okay,
yeah.
So, I mean, there will be no issues. That's where I was going with that. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, nowhere that I can remember have we talked about numbers of units.
They're
374.
Yeah. And that's on the app.
You're right, and we did mention that last week.
Right. And it's on the drawing there and everything. It's probably right down in that text right there. You just can't read
right.
it there.
It's on the bottom of your
I think I can't read that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I guess I still am concerned that there is enough turnaround area at the back of the property.
There's a, you know, 20 to 30, there's 20 foot for the aisles. There's, on those small units going through the middles, we've got them labeled there, the 20s and the 30s.
Yeah, that would be these. What's it on the back of there?
20 foot.
Okay.
And they're one way. They'll be pulling in and going out certain ways.
20 foot is about the driving surface of most of our roads that we require. I think it may be up to 22, 24 now.
If they go where the detention area is and they're back there in those back storage units, so what, are they got to back out?
Well, the detention area, the reason we left it like that, the engineering hadn't been done to size the detention area. So we left an area there for it. And he's got two options. He's got the option of actually building a detention pond there in that corner. Or you can do piping underground to collect the water, and it still discharges the same. But you can put pipes, you know, underground, collect the water, let it discharge the same rate. And he hadn't made his mind up yet which way he wants to go, because that's pretty valuable property up there. And so he may want to maximize the units, but it'll have to be built to the county specifications for stormwater runoff. And there'll have to be a set of plans done on that.
He'll have to leave it where that can be driven around. So, yeah. I mean, he may have to cut back on some of his units or something like that.
To make sure it's driven all the way around, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And the thing is, there, depending on if he puts the tension above ground, there may be some of those units leave. You know, may not build all of them.
Right, so he may have to cut back on some of those units in order to get his site plan correct.
And please clarify who Tri-Sun's properties.
Tri-Sun's property is owned by Steve Creek.
Okay. And does he have anything to do with the apartments?
No.
Okay, so those are
none
two.
At all. It's just a...
I was hoping that architecturally he might leave the apartments, because the apartments are quite handsome.
They do. They were designed out of a group out of Overland Park, Kansas. And Harry Laughlin is the one that built those. And they're completely finished now. We've done the Alta surveys on them and everything and finished them up. And they're presently closing out all the contractors and getting it completely done. And it's a nice facility up there.
But these will probably be just your regular metal type storage.
Yeah.
You've got multiple sizes. You've got big ones and little ones. And
he's got 5x10s. You know, mm-hmm. They're just all different sizes. And the reason he's wanting to put them here, with all the apartments, it makes sense to have the storage facilities there to use.
And basically what you'll see is the buildings, which will give you your symmetry there.
Is he going to air condition any of them at all?
No, not to my knowledge.
These are all just
They'll just be concrete floors, you know, metal buildings. Okay. And he's built, he's got one at Marion Woods. He's got one out here on 76, out here at Shoals Bend. He's got one at out there at Kirbyville.
He's got one off of T Highway.
One off of T Highway. And I think there's one more somewhere else.
If it's storage, he owns it.
Yeah, he's bought a bunch of them.
He's
done that one there.
He's working on one.
That's a nice looking facility
out at Washington. He didn't have it up yet, but he has approval for it.
That's the other one I was thinking about, but he didn't put it up. But he built those there at Marion Woods there too.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Wolf? Okay.
Okay. See you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Okay. Is Frank still alive?
Frank, are you okay?
Okay.
Did video work for you?
How much more do we have?
We're going into old and new business, Frank.
Okay, great.
Okay. So permit renewal request, nothing.
Let me tell you under permit renewal request, if I could. As you know, we sent some recommendations to the commission. One of them was permit renewal, one on duplexes and one on subdivision of land. We did meet last Friday, and the commission chose to approve the permit renewal, and it is in the process of being placed into our book even as we speak. The other two, they want some time to review that a little bit further, so we're kind of holding on that, but you shouldn't be seeing any more Division III permit renewals come before you.
Okay, but that raises another question, Mr. Coxey, and that is ordinarily February is our time for code modification.
Yes, ma'am.
What are we doing about that this year?
We, of course, give you our end-of-the-year report and everything like that. We've got a lot of things pending right now. We're working on, on this new code book. I'll probably update you on that somewhat, maybe let you see where we stand on that. If there's some areas that you feel like we need to address, be glad to do that. I don't know that I have any intentions of bringing anything that's pressing to you since we have dealt with these three issues.
As usual, then, and we're not using February.
No, we are using February for review because it's required by our code book.
Okay.
If there's some areas that you as a commission want to review and you will let us know, and we'll send out a letter this week to all of you if there's an issue that's pressing that you want to on our current book. Then we can review that and everything like that. I don't know how long it would be before, if the other book was finished and we were able to instate that. There's a lot of meetings to take place and everything, so I feel like we'll be using this book at least another 6 to 10, 12 months, somewhere around in there. But so if there's an issue there that we need to deal with, it is something. And perhaps we should consider a temporary PUD, and I'll present that to you, I think, to, if it's something we want to get into. But it, we'll know better when we get into February where I stand on our book, and I'll update you on that, and then we can make some decisions there, I think.
And the issue of the duplexes as it went to the commission, their reaction?
They have not had time to really review that. As you know, many things at the, as far as they're concerned, have been suspended so they can spend time on the budget. And so they are not reviewing a whole lot of things unless it's really pressing. The County Commission does have an issue on the 25th that they have to attend in Jefferson City, dealing with our issuance of permits without the use of any kind of building plans or anything like that. So that's something that they're dealing with the architectural committees and things like that. But I don't think it's going to be an issue as far as the way we do business or anything like that. But until the budget's settled out and everything like that, they're just not doing anything they don't have to deal with. And I think we would all be in agreement, and I encourage them to take some time to review those other two issues heavily before they agree to it and everything. I fully expect this board to see those again with some revisions in them. I don't know that, but I think that's a wise move for them to do that.
So February will be exclusively again.
Yes, ma'am. Dedicated to this.
As traditionally we review. Why do you have a College of the Ozarks fruitcake?
The commission's been meeting in this room, working on budget, pretty much 8 hours a day and everything like that. And that was one of the items that was left over. And I wasn't sure if I left that with Cousin Randall over there that I'd get it back, and it wasn't mine to let him have.
Okay.
So I think that was left over from the first time we approved the Hagaman.
Or maybe 20 years ago.
It still tastes fresh.
It's probably an old fruitcake. Okay, let's move on then to new business, and I know we have a presentation.
I have here today Mr. Paul Voser. Mr. Voser, as you remember, is with Ozark Extreme Sports, and I think we've talked about this just a couple of times, and I gave to you last month a comparison of the his project and the project that we had proved out on Highway 65 where the one racetrack was going to be. I'll give you another copy of that. Mr. Voser is in, just going to kind of update you a little bit. He's seen this copy. Knows that for the biggest part we are under the assumption that if that property is free and clear and we know everything's in good shape and he goes through the regular procedures, that he would not need to bring that project back through here with the exception of at least this motocross area. I have not platted all the properties yet, and he'll get into that as far as telling you what's going on and everything like that. But wanted you to meet him since we've talked about it, let him explain the project to you just a little bit, and we'll kind of go from there. Mr. Voser?
Okay. And you are Paul Voser?
Yes, ma'am. Super. I'm Paul.
I Googled you.
Did you?
I Googled you.
It was all good, though, wasn't it?
It was.
Anyway, I'm one of the founders of Ozark Extreme Sports Complex. I have other gentlemen that are here today that are partners of this. The investment company is here, which is MI Direct Investments and Management. And then my other partners are Adrenaline Motorsports out of St. Louis, Missouri. Over the last couple of years, we've all been working together pretty close and everything to develop Ozark Extreme Sports Complex, and it will be a resort. Basically, what we're doing is bringing the new future to this area. The families nowadays are so strongly getting into the action sports world, it's unbelievable. They're building skate parks just about in every state that there is right now, across seas, other countries. It's just amazing that how action sports have grown over the years. A lot of us that do these sports have to travel to all these different destinations. We got to go to Alaska to go snowboarding, or Colorado, different times of the years. People go all the way across seas just to go snowboarding, skateboarding, BMX, anything like that. So what we've done over the years is put this project to where now families can come in to one certain area and basically do just about everything. You can do skateboarding, BMX, motocross, drifting, rally, off-road racing, indoor skydiving facilities, which is a wind tunnel that carries you up to 95 feet, rock wall climbing. There's just so many areas of the action sports world that we're going to try to develop all here in Branson. And basically the reason I moved here 6 years ago was to build this project here. Been working on it about 12 years, going around. I go to a lot of events, study all the events, talk with all the people, the sponsors and everything, the families that go there to see what really would make this place pop. So over the years, they fed me all this, the action sports world, from the sponsors from Red Bull to Rockstar to all the organizations out there, Paul Mitchell, Lucas Oil, all them guys have fed me this information to make it more enjoyable for families. So a lot of places they go to, you get stuck in stadiums and you're stuck in a parking lot all week for to do your BMX and your skateboarding event or your AMA Monsters Motocross events. They don't have nothing else to do. So I thought, well, Branson's a good, clean town. It has plenty of property around here to expand. That's the biggest deal. They're trying to put a lot of these vents inside these cities, and it gets kind of congested. So we moved here. We found us a couple different spots. Was working on another one. Kind of went south. Now we're working on another project. Some more property just north of town. So far, everything's been going pretty good. The people I talked to in the public really, really like this. It's a huge opportunity for Branson to really pop out there, because there's places that we go that people haven't never heard of Branson. And one thing about this, we got TV that's going to be in here. We got events scheduled just about every weekend through the year. Some of these events get quite a few people that come in here, just to put it straight out. They do. They've got pretty good amount. Some events can handle up to 35,000 to 45,000 people at an event. Had to look at the way of structuring this, because we are eco-friendly. We're solar-powered. We don't want to disturb the land no more than we have to. That's one thing that I really push with a lot of the people. Some of these contractors want to come in there and just start laying stuff down. I'm like, that's not what Ozark Extreme Sports Complex is about. We're about the people that live here, the people that are going to come here, and then plus the nature that we're going to be in there kind of destroying a little bit to build this project. But I don't want to take the country that we have of all the trees and the beauty we have here and destroy it. I want to make sure we build inside of the structures. We don't want to go in there and start tearing all this land and start knocking it down, and then later something end up happening. We're going to try to build it to the valleys to where we don't have to disturb near as much land. This property that we're looking at has a couple of endangered species on it. So we really got to talk with DNR and stuff like that to see what they really are going to allow us on this property. Basically, we're just here today just kind of bring this out to you, and if you got any questions, we'll try to answer them. We're working on funding and everything right now. We'll know more this week about the funding and stuff. Basically, we just want to hear what y'all say before we start going and dealing with these investors that are wanting to be involved with this project.
You're the chairperson.
I have 1,000 questions. You know, first of all, what is BMX?
BMX is bicycle. Where they take the bicycles and do
like
flips
racing
and everything. Yes, ma'am.
And you certainly are familiar with the land that we're familiar with.
Yes, ma'am.
And we've spent a great deal of time as a commission dealing with that land. And we're in an interesting situation, because if, in fact, we let you take advantage of the permits that have been granted, we ran into some really bad public relations with the neighbors.
Yes, ma'am.
So you realize that from a public relations standpoint, that's really tricky territory.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of the sound factor. Now, some of these are going to be indoor
yes, ma'am.
Venues, so sound shouldn't be an issue.
Yes.
But I would assume that motocross
yes.
is going to have a high sound factor involved with it.
It's about what y'all approved of. We got some drifting and rallying, some Lucas off-road and stuff. We've been actually looking at the sound barriers of that you have allowed out there. Mm-hmm. We're trying to structure this to where these trees that we're going to leave are going to help do a lot of blockage. We're also going to come in and we're going to have condos and stuff built in there, and we're going to try to put them towards where the other housings, like Emery Creek's housing and stuff mm-hmm. that they have back in there. We're going to try to put our condos back up in there where to help block some of the sound. They do get loud, but I notice most of the sounds when we go to these events don't really carry off too far. But we have these valleys that do echo through here. And I've noticed that when we're out here shooting fireworks off the 4th of July and everything, how it kind of echoes. I went to Galena over there to the motocross races they have every year, which is owned by Ron. Talk with him, and I go over there to see, and I stand up on the bridge over there to see if I could actually hear the motocross. So, and I didn't hear a whole lot of it. When we go to these bigger cities, it does sound, when it's an outdoor event, it does sound kind of loud in there, but you got buildings that are 80 stories high. So that sound kind of sets right there. I think a lot of the trees and the way that MoDOT is going to have to build these the highway barrier walls that are supposed to be going in there if we do this will help block some of it from the other side of the houses that they're fixing to start developing in there. One of the owners come to me, I guess 2 weeks ago, and asked me some questions about it, which that's what I want them to do. So he took me over there and showed me where they're fixing to build the houses and everything. I guess it's already all been done, streets and all that. I sat down and have a talk with him and his gentleman that's an investor with him. And they were all right with it because they said that they've had this lot sitting there for 2 years and they ain't sold one yet. And I was telling them, you know, that's what we want to do. At first, we were going to try to put some housing in here, but there's some areas right around there that are already developed for housing. So I want to try to work with them because we have a lot of pros, a lot of other corporations that will be coming in on this project, and then plus future projects that will go along with it, as far as like restaurants, motels, for example, a truck stop or something like that, because we got a lot of big charter buses that will be coming out. We have a lot of Christian organizations through the United States, which is the Christian skateboarders or the Christian motocross or the Christian BMX associations. They're huge, that will be bringing in busloads of families from all over the United States. There will actually be people coming in from across country, from China, maybe Mongolia, Australia, and stuff like that, that will be coming here looking at our facility because of the way we're structuring it. We're trying to stay as much eco-friendly as we can. We want to have our recycling bins out there to where you can separate the bottles from the paper, stuff like that.
And I assume that you're working with a professional land planner on all of this?
Mr. Eddie Wolf and Mike Pinzer.
Okay, that Eddie Wolf is back in here again.
Well, yeah. Well, what we're doing is trying to stick with Eddie and Mike Pinzer, I think's the gentleman's name, that originally started all this. And I've been talking with them about it. So we were talking today, me and the finance guys and everything, about staying with them because they know the project. I have talked with the DNR. Once we find out how y'all feel about it, then we will step forward and we will start going to deal with purchasing the properties. DNR will come in here, EPA, and we'll have to sit down with them and see what they're going to allow us and what we need to do, which Eddie and them gentlemen should be able to take care of all that.
Do you have a timeline at all, a build-out timeline?
Come on up and introduce yourself.
I'm Luke Mitchell. I'm with MI Direct. I'm one of the founders, co-founders, and principals.
the timeline is obviously depends on funding. The first part, it's a $350 million build-out. Just when that doesn't include other developments with it. That's just the first part. And that can take between 5 to 10 years. The first phase, of course, we're going to structure it to where instead of building something and then opening it, we're going to build one stage of it, open those events, and as we're bringing tourists in for that, we'll start continue building out the others. And answer your question on the noise, there's actually other stuff out there that universities I've talked to before and been in the military as well, is that they're called Kevlar netting. A lot of drag strips use it that deters noise. And it looks just like a golf net, you know, catching balls, but it's got Kevlar in it, and it deters the noise. If we see at some point that we would need that, you know, just keep in mind, we're willing to put that up there as well. It's just a little pricey, but we want the park to go. To stress on something that we're not bringing just events here. The events are the golden coin for us, but we're going to be bringing stuff in here that people themselves will be able to try safely, you know, to get into being either just a participant or a fan of the extreme sports.
Sure. Are there any other places that are composite?
Nowhere in the world.
Centers like this or venues like this?
They do have a couple that are cross seas.
Right.
One is in Dubai, and the other one is London.
Right.
They're just now.
This year they opened.
Yeah, right. They opened this year, really doing good.
Right. But not to the detail that we're going with, is what I'm saying. Some of them will have like four of the extreme sports areas, some will have two of them, and they all call themselves an extreme sports park. We will be the only one that's truly that have everything together. From the UFC fighting you see in town to the drift track racing to everything.
But you won't have that program that I almost watched the other night where you had big rubber-tired semi-bulldozers running over people.
No.
What is that program?
No horror shows. We don't want horror shows.
Okay, there was some silly program though that is Wipeout. Is
I don't know.
I haven't seen that program. I don't doubt you did, but
okay, just checking.
Yeah, we're family friendly as well.
As we know, business it's about return customers.
Good point.
This is something that will bring families in that would never think of coming here. The times have changed so much. My girls are 18 years old, and they're wanting to flip motorcycles. They're wanting to sling cars at 130 mile an hour around a curve and use e-brakes, just like these gentlemen all do. The kids nowadays see this stuff on TV. They see all the glamour and everything. And I'm 43 years old. I love doing this stuff. And there's probably 70, 80 million other people in the United States that love doing this stuff. We are set essentially in the United States. And that's the reason, one of the other reasons we wanted to build this here. Because then we draw the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. A lot of people come here every year, but they won't return. And the reason is what they tell us a lot, is because they're coming here at an older age and they're bringing the younger generation in. The younger generation comes in here and they see that we have go-karts, we have miniature golf, we have roller coasters and water park. When they come here, half of that they can do back home. Mm-hmm. So when they come here, they want to be able to experience other stuff. You see our lake out there during the summer, it's full. So we have a 10-acre cable wake system that runs off of solar power. That thing pulls approximately about 6,000 to 12,000 people a day is what that thing's set to pull. It's just according if I've set it up to pull 12 people at a time or 18 people or 20 people at a time. That cuts down on that fuel for a lot of the guys that do wakeboarding, wake skating on the lakes. Well, they have to pay all that money for fuel to pull these people around in them boats. So now they can come in there and for a quarter of the cost
go around on a cable system that's got rails, ramps, and everything to where they can go off of them and get big air. So if they can come in there for that low of a cost to be able to come in and have fun, that's where they're going to come. We are looking at opening up more of these in the United States, and once we do, we'll start circulating our events. We will start sponsoring events ourselves. What we're trying to do is build a family extreme environment to where the people that are coming up into this age and they're starting, this is really growing fast, and it's something that will continuously keep growing. And Brant's is probably one of the best places to build it, because the families, when we go there, some of these people are some of the most Christianized people. You wouldn't realize it. They got tattoos up their arms, everything. They look like it. But they pray every Wednesday night when they start showing up to set up. Sunday nights, they have church. And it just really blows my mind how many people are involved. They got their grandparents that are coming in with them, their aunts and their uncles and their kids all coming in with them. And right here is probably one of the best locations. There is a huge market.
Gentlemen, do you have any questions?
Well, I do. You've looked at the permit that has been issued on that property?
Yes, sir.
Can you follow that permit fairly closely?
Pretty close. But what we're doing is just basically want to come in here and answer a couple of your questions, and then we'll be working with Eddie and them, and then we will come back in here and say, okay, this is what we've got. Now, what can we do? We're going to try to stick to the basics of this, but if we start having to change something, I will come in and ask y'all and show you what we're trying to do. Well, I'm going to have to come back again once we get everything drawn up.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that was the main thing. I mean, we kind of talked about that, and that's kind of the way it's going to have to go.
Because this is not a concept hearing.
No.
This is just
I wanted him to tell you what was going on.
But just a couple of things is that, as he already mentioned, and it's not a concept hearing, you know, there is a permit for there for what's permitted now, which, if I'm not mistaken, there was a sound.
Yes, there is, and he is aware of that.
Measurements.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, just a comment about saying, well, if you have to, mm-hmm. you know, if you can't get under the
right.
those sound levels, there's no if about it. I mean, that has to be done, and I'm pretty sure there's actually fines that are imposed.
Yes, there are, and I've gone over those with him pretty heavily.
I mean, that's a big issue for us. A couple of things that you said earlier that I agree with wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Are, you know, you're looking at the people that live here,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at the people that are coming, mm-hmm. and you're looking at the environment. That's what we look at, too.
Yeah.
So your interests are our interests,
mm-hmm.
but they have to be the same.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so, you know, we looked at most of this, and if I remember right, most everything we thought fit that permit except for right now the motocross and the four-wheeler area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I am still really concerned about those two things. Obviously, that's a huge part of your project, I'm going to guess, somewhere along the way.
Yes.
So
there's something more to... stage
you have to deal with there. And you know, if there are changes, we can't tell you yes before you need to get a yes. If you're planning, I guess my opinion here is that you need to get approval for whatever you're going to do before you buy it, not assume we're going to approve it.
Yes, sir.
After you buy it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, because what we're listening to you nod our heads is not a
mm-hmm.
an approval by any. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we're not asking for approval. We just want to
I know.
Bring
I just
to
wanted to make
doing.
Sure that, yes. you know, you said that you let us know and it all sounds pretty good, but just know that until it's a done deal.
Yeah. Mike and Charles are real good at this on the sound barriers because, I mean, they have to deal with it all the time because that's what they do. They race these vehicles.
That's one of the biggest concerns for me. One of the other questions I had real quickly was the road to the north, because if you're talking about 35,000 people, one of the questions that I think most of us had before was the dispersal of the folks after the event.
Yes, sir.
And I think one of the requirements on there was to have that road to the north connecting out to that outer road that's on 160.
Yes, sir.
Now, that property probably doesn't entail, the property you're looking at probably doesn't go all the way to there like it did the original owner we were talking to about that. So you know that will still be a requirement.
We are in the middle of actually purchasing that property.
Okay, just wanted you to know that was still,
yes,
I think
sir.
That was part of it.
And I told him we expected a road both ways.
Yeah.
We do.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I
we're
don't
talking
think it could
with
be
MoDOT
done with
and everything and stuff. We're just trying to make sure everybody's aware of what we're doing and how they feel and stuff to where it'll make our job a lot easier to get everything all pulled together and come back in and say, okay, sir, ma'am, we have this all set up. This is what we'd like to do, and then we'll find out what you might want to have changed.
I think the nice thing for you guys is you already see where our biggest concerns are.
Yes, sir.
And so my only advice would be meet those concerns.
Yeah. I will, Mike and Charles here will get me some sound barriers of what the decimals exactly are on them. And we had one that we thought that might be a little bit above it, but they were going to do some more research on it and everything. So.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, those will eventually, if this all goes and happens, they'll actually be measured.
Yes,
so
sir.
You'll want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing, because I'm certain we'll follow through.
Yes, sir.
On that.
At which point are you able to give us, or are we still using the same flat layout?
I explained to him that as far as the track itself was concerned, that you were going to expect it to go in the same location of the original track.
Because of the sound issue.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And everything. The other issues as far as his resorts and stuff like that could move around somewhat. But of course, his indoor, which would come eventually, the indoor there could go at either one of those parks there. But it wouldn't matter. But as far as the track that was going to create the noise there, it would have to go in basically the same location.
Yeah, because we have a convention center that will come in and set about 60,000 to 70,000 people, and that's we'll have to come back in for that. That's why we're working on purchasing another set of property is for the convention center. That way, when this dies in December, it won't anymore. January, February, March, and April will be open here. We won't be shutting down. That's when we go into our indoor AMA monsters races. We go into the rodeos. We go into the monster trucks, indoor arena events, and so on. We've got a lot of events that can be scheduled in. We have one gentleman right now that is from Florida and California that's saying that he can put in up to 123 events a year on us. So we have a lot of events that can be scheduled in here.
Mr. Moser, these are troubled times.
Yes, they are, ma'am.
And you're talking about investors
mm-hmm.
who are going to commit to these projects.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's money out there.
There's a lot of money out there. They're with these investors nowadays, ma'am, is they're holding on to a lot of money because, as you well know, housing ain't going to sell.
Right.
Condos ain't going to sell right now. They have nowhere. They're sitting on a lot of money. I know I've been sitting on money just to do this project because there's nowhere else to invest anything. So what they're seeing is they know these action sports are growing, and it's continuously keep growing, and they have a place to invest their money now. So they're looking at investing in this project just because they've researched Branson. They see we have the tourism already coming in for. There was a couple questions asking about employing this facility because it's going to take 3,000 to 4,000 jobs there to run this facility, and then that's not including the part-time guys that we will handle to direct the traffic. So you're looking at a few more hundred jobs there. We also have all the other corporations that will be coming in here that will be in building and employing too. So we've had to really look around as far as doing the hiring because I catch a lot of crud sometimes over this, but I don't want green card workers in there. I don't want construction companies that are in there hiring and using green card workers. I'm already set up through the Missouri Career Center. Most of our hiring will be through there. There will be some hiring that will be done out of state, and it's just because they're the specialists in them areas. And so we have to do some hiring outside of the state of Missouri. I'm trying to keep with local contractors like American Ramps that's out of Joplin, Missouri. We're working with a construction company that's out of St. Louis, and we're also working with a couple of locals here. But my main thing is when I'm talking to them is you cannot come out there and bid and do these projects with green card workers. We have to put the American people back to work. We have to get these people off of food stamps and unemployment. Because if we don't, this country is really looking for a downfall. That's our biggest problem right now. The jobs are not being created here. They're being created across seas. And they're steadily moving them across there. And it just, every day, it bothers me. I get up and I look at the Fox News, NBC News, and all of them. And I'm watching all this and I'm thinking, why do we keep allowing corporations to send all the jobs over there? And then we have to bring all the stuff over here, then we're not getting taxed for it. You're buying stuff from across seas. I think you need to be double taxed.
So Branson, again, has the potential of saving the United States economic.
No, but we can definitely give it at least a little kick, at least for the state of Missouri.
And that certainly is commendable. Last question that I have has to do with the NASCAR track, supposedly, in South Park County. So you're not related to this, but you see the relationship as being symbiotic? I mean, do you have the same kind of...
I don't know if that would be his comment or not.
I don't think you want my comment on that.
No. Okay. Because you don't have to answer that question. Okay.
Yeah, I wished you would.
I'm just going to say one thing, so because I know it's a tough issue for everybody involved, okay? I have contracts with those folks out there, and a statement from Russell Cook saying that he didn't think our project would work, but he was willing to work with us. I made a statement to him and said that, well, with my demographics of research, NASCAR will be all over this. And he used my information to approach NASCAR. Okay? So, and I've got a written agreement, a confidentiality that he signed with us. So he's broke that contract.
Okay.
By doing what he's doing.
Okay.
So,
I don't want to get into
That's why I want to just leave it at that.
Intricacies of the relationships. Yeah. But it's interesting that right now, two major projects.
That's not his project, man. We own that project that he's trying to. That's
right.
We're trying to tell you. We have confidence.
Okay, so you're that project as well as this project. Then.
Basically, right? He stopped me in the back.
Okay. Okay. TMI.
I don't want to really talk about it because, I mean, I was telling
outside. Okay, but just to answer the question, so are you behind that project as well?
No.
No, you're not involved in that project.
Not anymore, man.
Question was out of line, other than the fact that we have two.
We're not a NASCAR track. What we are is for drifting. We use
drifting,
Formula One, rally cars, and stuff like that.
Got it.
Are coming out. And the reason I don't want anything to do with NASCAR tracks is because they're closing down. The one that he has up in St. Louis, it's closed. The NASCAR's shutting down. A lot of the drivers, I don't dislike NASCAR. I like watching it too. But the drivers are getting more extreme. And when they're coming into the rallying, the Lucas off-road racing and everything, they're allowed to go into other series and race. So now they, instead of just racing 3 or 4 months of out of the year, they're allowed to go in and do other racing. There's not near as many laws laid on top of them. And it's better money. It's because it's a growing sport. The spectators. The last Lucas full off-road race had 45,000 people show up in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
That was in Las Vegas. Phoenix was 38,000 people. So, and what was it, 5-6 years ago, they had 30,000 maybe. So that shows you how much it's growing.
It's an exciting project that you certainly are involved with. What a massive project it is. So, we'll stay tuned for the next installment.
That's fine.
Okay,
I
so thank
it.
You
y'all,
for your presentation.
If y'all ever have any questions, you can call me anytime.
Okay.
So,
got it.
Thank y'all. I'm sorry it took so long.
Drive safely.
Thank you, Mr. Lovey.
Frank, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
Okay. Mr. Coxey, anything more for the good of the...
I have nothing.
Then
I move we adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
A second.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay. Happy
Thanks,
New
Frank.
Year.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Good night.
Are we going to
just
be able to see
hit the
you
call
next
button
week,
there,
Frank?
Rick?
Yes, I'll be
down. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You didn't even say bye.
You're just cutting
off. You're done.
Okay.